Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
What's your name?
Morgan. M-O-R-G-A-N.
Morgan. I'm glad I got somebody that speaks English. I'm being charged $49.97 for a purchase I never done. And on January 4, 7:45 for a purchase I never done. And today, which is Sunday, $49.97.
Yes, sir.
I want to know why.
Can I get your zip code?
7574.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Raymond. My last name is Rivera. You want my address?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
3009?
Yep, go one moment. I have to pull up an account first. And what was your mailing address?
3009 Meadow Lane, Taylor, Texas.
And I do see your order was placed for the Wi-Fi booster. Whenever you place the order, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. However, the subscription was canceled earlier today, and you were offered a 50% refund.
Excuse me. They charged me today $49.97, which it was canceled. It was reclined. And then they charged me on January 8, $49.97 for the same thing, which we never done. And on January 4, it was 7:45, which we never done. I'm the only person with that card.
Yes, sir. So you don't recall placing the order?
And I'm the only one, excuse me, and I'm the only one that charges in this household. My wife has her own things. Our own private phone, our own private cards.
Did you place the order for the Wi-Fi booster? It shows us this order would originally be placed underneath the name Carmen Rivera.
No.
And the email address
toyo5377@yahoo.com.
And it was delivered January 10th at 1:30 p.m. by the U.S. Postal Service to the mailbox. Do you recall placing or receiving that order?
Like I said, I never make such an order. My name is Ramon Rivera.
Yes, sir, and you are familiar with that email address?
Okay, so I don't know
what
how Carmen,
shipping handling charge.
Wait, excuse me. I don't know how Carmen Rivera got there because Carmen Rivera does not use my card. My card is kept in my wallet at all times.
Yes,
so it cannot be made.
Go ahead.
No, she never made such an order.
Yes, sir. If you don't recall placing that order or doing that shipping and handling charge, this account was already canceled, but we'd have to have you transferred over to fraud. We'd have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We do open investigation with the local authorities and prosecute anyone that has placed that order without your knowledge. So you do have to verify that you didn't authorize or receive the Wi-Fi booster or do the shipping and handling for $7.45.
The booster for $7.45 we got.
Did you place the order for the booster?
Yeah,
for payment for it.
For $7.45, yes, but not $49.97.
Yes, sir. So as I stated, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. However, this subscription was canceled earlier today. There's a 50% refund that was offered. Would you like the 50% refund?
For the January 8th?
It would have been from January 6th, but that's correct.
Yeah, the 745, it was in a magazine, I recall, that it said if, as a survey, if you do the survey, you only have to pay the shipping charges, which was $7.45. And now I get hit $49.97 on January 8th. And then I get hit $49.97 today. That's $100.
Is that it?
And my wife never placed such a why doesn't come in my wife's name? I was the one that did the survey.
Yes, sir. So our charge wouldn't have been for $100 altogether. That bill would have been $57.49, but it wouldn't have been $100. Like I said, this account was already canceled. We can offer you a 50% refund, but the terms and conditions on the website when you place the order.
But it was only for $7.45. Why $49.97?
Because when you place the order for the Wi-Fi booster, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You only have to pay the shipping handling for $7.45 to receive the Wi-Fi booster. But when you place that order, you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97.
Nobody ever mentioned that $49.97.
It's on the website when you place the order. You also have to agree that you read and understood that before placing your order.
She never placed the order. I'm sorry for yelling at you because you got nothing to do with it.
Yes,
but
sir. You
my
just
wife,
stated that you did place the order for the Wi-Fi booster. You also stated that you did receive the
I
order.
I said, no. I said, I fill out a survey for the booster for $7.45 shipping only. I placed it, not Carmen Rivera.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm the one with the order.
Carmen Rivera as well as Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, is also on the account. So
no, but so they put Carmen Rivera so they could get away with it, but no. I want that all. It's not such. If anybody doing fraud,
it's not fraud because you placed and received that order. That order was placed underneath the email address toyo5377@yahoo.com, as well as the phone number 787-354-6164.
Excuse me. If anybody's committing fraud, it's your company, not me.
No one's committing fraud. As I stated, the order was placed and delivered. I also just gave the email where the order was placed underneath.
For shipping charges only.
When you place
Raymond
that order, that's
Rivera.
An entry gift into our monthly subscription. So because you placed the order for the Wi-Fi booster, it started a subscription. Like I said, the subscription was canceled earlier today. We can offer you a 50% refund. Would you like the 50%?
You giving me 50% out of the $49.97?
That's correct.
So that would be what, 24 and change. I guess so.
What does it say?
50% of $49.97 is $49.99. It's $25.
$25.
That's half of $49.97.
How about the
$7.45?
We don't give shipping and handling back. The order was delivered last month.
Let me ask you a question that you don't have anything to do with it. When you take these surveys and they say shipping only, you only have to pay shipping only, which is $7.45. And then they stick you with the $49.97.
It states that you're paying the $7.45 as an entry gift into our monthly subscription. It states that you're receiving the Wi-Fi booster as an entry gift, where you have to pay $49.97 as a monthly subscription.
Every 3 months?
Every month. It's not every 3 months.
You got to pay every month $49?
It would have been every month, but the account was canceled earlier today.
For how long you had to pay $49.97?
Until you called in to cancel.
Oh, my gosh. So that means if I have it for 3 years, I'm paying $49.97 for it?
Can we send it back? Is that the month?
Yeah. That's a good question. Can I send this back?
No, we're in a global health pandemic. Like most places, we don't take that product back.
All right, so you give me the 25%, I mean the 50% off, and you cancel everything.
This account was canceled earlier today. Would you like the refund?
Yes.
Takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like a confirmation number?
Hold on. What is it?
C as in cat, 25870657.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is 2587067757?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So I get a refund of $25.
That's correct.
And then everything is canceled.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Pero no, don't delete.